This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of November. And we have a big show for you the next 2 hours. My first guest used to be with NBC. She has a new daytime show now in syndication. Tamron Hall will be here. Actress Yvette Nicole Brown will be joining us. She stars in the movie Lady and the Tramp, a new edition of this. Then, speaking about Disney, a producer for Disney who's going to take us behind the scenes of the Imagineering Department, Leslie Iwerks and Dr. John McKeon about indoor pollution. Next hour, it's back. Overhauling with Chip Foose, and he's going to be on the show. Smokey Robinson will be here from Shawnana Bowser, and Claire Robinson talking about holiday entertaining. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back with Tamron Hall.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgy, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look. We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And I mean this sincerely, okay? Our next guest, I think, is one of the prettiest ladies on television. I'm not saying that because she's here. I really mean that. And this past September, she premiered a new syndicated show that is called The Tamron Hall Show. Joining us right now is Tamron Hall. Hi, Tamron. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thank you for the compliment. I hate to tell you, but without those eyelashes and makeup, you might not think the same thing about me, but thank you for the sweet compliment.
Well, I can only base it on what I see, and what I see is terrific. So that let's just keep it at that, okay? Because I don't look like a day at the beach either when I get up in the morning. So, you know. Hey, I'm very excited for you. This is terrific, this show, and I know it's going well. It's a daily show in syndication. By the way, everyone, check TamronHallShow.com, as they say, for local times and channels. And, of course, you can follow the show on social media at Tamron Hall Show. Tamron, tell us how this whole thing came about, because primarily up to this point you had so much experience and so much tenure as a newsperson, winning the 2015 Edward R. Murrow Award, pretty prestigious stuff, part of the NBC's third hour of the Today Show. How did it transfer into this? Because this is almost like a variety show for all intents and purposes. A lot of serious stuff,
you know,
and some light stuff.
Honestly, honestly, it was, Ron, I've been on, as you pointed out, the journalist for 25 years, and at one point we looked and counted 7 different shows on 4 different networks at the same time. I hosted Deadline Crime, still do a crime show on investigation discovery. I was a reporter for many, many years in different local markets and anchoring in the Today Show and MSNBC with politics. So we thought, why not bring all of this experience, what I've encountered, into one location so we could have fun and fashion on one day, but then we can talk about the battles of veterans. My dad was in the Army for 28 years, and so we could talk about all of this in one week. This week we have love and relationships on. I was 48 when I got married and had my first child, and we have a guest coming on who says, you know, it's never too late. She's getting married now after her 50s. So the show is a layered experience because life is layered. When you sit down and you and I are talking right now, we're not going to talk about one thing. We might talk about how amazing the Dallas Cowboys are or not.
Yeah.
And we might talk about family and friends and all of these things in one conversation. And that's what we wanted our show to reflect, what we all do when we sit down over a meal with friends, when we get on the phone with family members. You just talk about a lot of things. And that's what the show, I hope, reflects every day, the experience you would have with me, one of your friends.
You shocked me because I would have never guessed your age. And you haven't said it, but the fact that you had a child at 48 years old, I thought all the time you were maybe like 33. So that's a nice look that you have there, Tamara.
It's mask. You know what? I got a tip when I was around 27 years old. I was working in Chicago, a local report. I went to this little spa to get a facial. It was one of my first big splurges on myself. And the woman who owned it looked like she was 19. She was in her 80s.
Oh.
And she said, make sure you use a mask every single day, like a moisturizing mask, because I don't care how much, if it's $5, $55, mask every single morning. I was in my 20s, and now I'm 48.
I use a mask, too. The only trouble is the seeing out of those little things when you put it over your ear.
Oh, the little hole?
Yeah.
Get the cream. Get the cream mask and so, just kind of like swirl it around. It will be a scary look, but it pays off.
I actually took it for what it was said. You know, they said, get a mask. I said, well, that's pretty rash, you know. I mean, so I went and bought a mask.
Like a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
No. We don't want you to go that far. Not that far.
Tamron, your television show is much the format of my national radio show, and it keeps you as a host fresh because you're talking about different things. It's not all politics. It's not all lifestyle. It's a variety of things. But how difficult is it for you to be accepted by the audience, to be that chameleon? I'm a big fan of the old Tonight Show. In fact, Ed McMahon was my business partner, and we toured together.
Oh, wow.
But when I watch the old shows, I watch Johnny, and everything is on a very light level. Once in a while, I'll bring something serious in, but it was very seldom. How difficult is it to go from something that is a serious news story and then go into something very light and have the audience look at that and say, you know, she can relate in both areas?
You know, I don't think of it as difficult. I mean, it's just being real. You know, as I said, if you sat down with someone, and myself included, and started talking to me about my family, it's likely that it would come up that my sister was a victim of domestic violence and murdered in 2004. And you'd ask me about that, and then maybe 15 minutes later, you'd say, well, what's Moses doing? How's Moses? And that's my son's name. He's 6 months old. And we would transition from one of the most painful things my family experienced to one of the most celebrated things, the birth of my son. So I think, again, the show, just like your show, reflects how people talk and what we talk about. If I sat down with you and you only wanted to talk politics, both of us would probably run out of the room. If somebody only wanted to talk sports, you'd say, all right, that's not my team or that's not my cup of tea. If they only wanted to talk, you know, about food, I don't like to cook. But if you talk a little bit about all of those things, you have a conversation. And I think when people know that you're being sincere, those hard turns are not so hard because they know you're listening. As I said, I don't want to cry, you know, because someone's crying. I want to cry with you. I don't want to laugh at you. I want to laugh with you. And so when people know, as you know with all your years of experience, that people are, that we're experiencing with the viewer, with the person at home, all of these emotions, they know you're real. You talk about Ed McMahon. When we fashioned the show and I went into my meetings with Disney and I was pitching the show, I had a whole computer drive full of Mike Douglas and Merv Griffin. Those are the people, naturally, everyone assumed Phil Donahue and, of course, Oprah were what I was thinking when I brought this show to life, but it really wasn't. I watched the episode with John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
were on with Mike, and then the next thing you know, there was Muhammad Ali and Sly Stone, not Stallone, Sly Stone,
right,
sitting there talking with a politician about, you know, something that was happening at the time. So I love that, and I love being able to make that transition. You talk about Johnny Carson. There's a famous week, they call it the week that was, that Harry Belafonte filled in for Johnny Carson,
mm-hmm,
because at the time, Johnny wanted to address what was happening in the country, the civil rights movement, but he did not want to lose that Nebraska Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry Belafonte famously filled in for him, had a lineup like no other. It was Dr. King, Bobby Kennedy. In fact, both were assassinated soon after. They were on the show, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin. The lineup was incredible, and Harry hosted it because, to your point, Johnny was hesitant. But I think times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship that we have with our viewers, people who are watching, has changed. So we have that opportunity, if we're authentic about it, to talk about anything, and that's what our show is about.
I remember that week, too, with Harry Belafonte. But, you know, you bring up a very valid point. That is, in that time, in that era, and it happened in radio and television, you were kind of in a niche. You'd never see, like, Walter Cronkite do anything other than sit behind that desk and be extremely serious. And I think this is where the variety and daytime talk shows have really excelled. And I think it's refreshing to the audience. I really do. I want to bring up something here. You mentioned your sister. Tell us a little bit about the Tamron Renate Fund.
I started this show, Deadline Crime, on Investigation Discovery, which is still on. It's entering its sixth season. And people learn my sister's story through me covering crime, and I honestly was stunned one day when I saw, you know, Tamron Hall's dead sister, or Tamron Hall's sister murdered. And I thought, I don't want her just to be that headline. I wanted people to know that she was a mother, that she was a kind person, that we all have our journey. So I needed her name to be mentioned, not what happened to her. And I learned that, honestly, from so many survivors of crime. You know, we used to say domestic violence victim. We now say domestic violence survivor,
mm-hmm,
because people don't want that pain to be the total sum of who they are. I've interviewed family members who've lost loved ones, and they are often heartbroken because, you know, that their loved one's name is now linked to a murderer or what happened to them. So I wanted an opportunity in her name to raise money, to raise awareness, and it's been fantastic. We've had great support from sponsors, but we've also had just people giving whatever they could, a couple of dollars here and there. And I've been to the shelters, and I've seen the centers that receive these kind donations, and it's life-changing for these families, because when you think about it, and you know this, if there is an adult who's the victim of abuse or a survivor of abuse, there is a child likely in that room.
In that room,
and in
sure,
many cases, they too are being abused.
I keep up the good work with that. And equally, keep up the good work with the Tamron Hall Show, and go to TamronHallShow.com for local times and channels. Now, Tamron, you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're cool. I like that. I'm going to be your friend.
You know what? As a matter of fact, we just did a story on a woman who started an app where people pay between $900 and $1,200 to meet friends because it's so hard to meet people. You get me for free.
Oh, beauty.
I'm going to give my friendship for free.
Oh, beauty. That's the best deal I've had in a long time. Tamron, please come back, and good luck with the show. Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Tamron Hall has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Our next guest has not been with us in a long time, and I always enjoy when she's here. She's what we call in the business the full package, and she is perky. I love perky. And she may not like me calling her perky, but I like perky. And that's what she is. You like perky? Joining us right now is, you like that, Yvette Nicole Brown. Hi, Yvette. How are you? Welcome back. Where have you been?
Wow, Ron, you haven't asked me back. I'm like, he doesn't call, he doesn't write.
You know what happens is that I lost your address. I went on the Guinness Book of World Records to look your number up. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find anywhere. Well, it's good to have you here and it's good to hear your voice again, dear.
Back at you.
Now, you know, before we start talking about this latest effort, I got to tell everybody that her list of credentials are unbelievable. Shirley Bennett on NBC's Community. On ABC's The Mayor, Mom for CBS, the CBS comedy The Odd Couple, the six-hour BET miniseries The New Edition story, Unsolved the Murders of Tupac, and the notorious B.I.G. for USA. And, of course, you've seen her on all kinds of things on the big screen, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Sea of Monsters, 500 Days of Summer. But now you're part of a very unique and, I might add, classic operation here, Lady and the Tramp, the film, which is going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting today. Tell us about it. This is real people and animation. Am I incorrect in saying that?
Yeah, well, it's real people and CGI animals that are talking, so it's pretty exciting. Oh. The love and the joy and the themes of the original Lady and the Tramp all remain, but now we're seeing it with live action, and it's a diverse film, and it's got great voice talent like Tessa Thompson and Justin Theroux and Janelle Monáe, and then it's got great, you know, real live actors like Kiersey Clemons and Thomas Mann and myself, so it's really a wonderful opportunity.
So Lady and the Tramp are real animals, but they talk.
Yes, they talk. They have our wonderful director, Charlie Bean, is aces at making things that aren't real look real, and he did that with our two real actors, Rose and Monty, who play Lady and the Tramp, and you won't be able to tell when they're real and when there's a little CGI magic happening. It's really great.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I'm serious. That's very cool, because when I first saw Lady and the Tramp, I'm thinking to myself, how do they recreate a classic like that? I mean, that's like going back and doing Gone with the Wind or something of that nature. So
yeah.
I didn't realize that was, but you know, did anybody get the memo about working with kids and animals?
You know what, and we work with both. We have triplets who play Jim Deere and Darlene's daughter, and then we have all animals everywhere. It depends on the trainer, and we had really great trainers. Matilda was the one that worked with Rose, who played Lady, and our dogs were so well behaved and so wonderful that, you know, I even adopted one of them. I have one, I'm looking at one of Rose's doubles right now. Harley is laying in my lap as I do this radio tour. I adopted him from set.
Wow, that's very cool. That's very nice to hear that. Very, very in, I might add, too. Is it difficult to work CGI? And the reason I'm asking that you know, when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you're almost sometimes talking to a tennis ball on a string. I mean, it's very difficult, is it not?
It is, but, you know, the great thing is because we had real dogs and CGI, anytime I'm talking to Lady in the movie, I'm actually talking to Rose. So there's a real dog with me every time. The only thing that you might not see are my cats. My cats might not be real. They're still in the film, but they may not be real.
Is that tough to do? I mean, is it tough when you're talking and being around people that and animals that aren't there?
No, because you know what? Even as an actor in live-action things, sometimes your castmate isn't in the room. If someone had to go home early or something, you might be looking at a spot on the wall. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's something you get used to as an actor.
Yeah.
You really get used to it.
How long does it take for you to do it?
The actual film, I worked on the film, well, they've been working on the film for a year because they did all the recording of Justin and Tessa and all the other voice actors first. Then we shot for like 3 months, and then they had a whole other year of post-production. So it's been a long journey towards the release today on Disney Plus. But Lady and the Tramp is going to be just a classic for generations going forward.
It took a year in post-production. Boy, that had to be an editing nightmare. You know, I didn't realize this. I just happened to notice this, that this was a 1955 Disney classic, and I guess I have to admit, I remember going to this with my mom, you know, and thinking to myself, wow. Yeah, I don't remember 1955, and geez, that's rather depressing now that I think about it.
No, it's exciting. That's a wonderful memory that you have, and hopefully families will have the same memory, but just watching from their home on Disney Plus now.
Now, do you use the same kind of animal, the same dog, and the little cute little, I mean, that the Cocker Spaniel? I mean, geez, oh, man, I fell in love. I used to date a girl that looked like a Cocker Spaniel because I was so much in love.
Ron, wait until you see Rose, who plays Our Lady. She is such a beautiful dog. She has the long, beautiful ears and a little scruff on her chest under her little collar. And Monty, who plays Tramp, is the perfect version of Tramp in real life. You guys are going to love this film, I'm telling you. And it's streaming right now on Disney Plus.
I'm going to check it out. I am dead serious. I am going to watch it. I thought I knew everything there was about Yvette Nicole Brown. I did not know that in your teens, you signed with Motown Records. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I had a record deal. I got signed by Michael Bivins, who was in a group called New Edition and BBD. He was a manager for a while, and he had a vanity label with Motown called Biz 10. So when I was 18, I was signed to Motown Biz 10 Records, and I had one shiny moment on one song and in one video, but that was enough for me. I was a Motown artist.
Well, yeah, well, when you become a Motown artist, that brand will follow you everywhere. Do you have any, you know, desire every once in a while to go back to doing that?
You know, I dream about it. Like, music is my great love. I've tumbled into acting, and that's been working out for me, but I love music more than anything. So if there was ever a chance, I don't know, to go sing background for someone on tour, like Janet Jackson, I've been trying to get her to call me so I can go on tour with her, or to sing, like, on an album or something, or maybe do a Christmas EP just for my family and friends. I might do something like that, but I don't think I have the stamina to chase it as a full-time career now. I'm old now.
No, you're not old. I'm going to tell you something. I want you, because I tell you what, I tour with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute to the Caravan of Stars with all the music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Wow.
I have two backup singers, but I would love to make that three, especially the Yvette Nicole Brown.
Come out and do a couple of dates.
Oh, that would be sensational. We do a lot of dates, and we have a lot of fun with it. And again, it's kind of like my love for music, too, so it all kind of squashes together. And music, of course, as much as I've been in broadcasting since Marconi, the music is really, you know, a real rush on stage, and you can relate to that. Well, Yvette, I got to tell you something. Very, very happy for you. And it's now out on Disney Plus starting today, and it's Lady and the Tramp, the film. And it stars our guest and friend, Yvette Nicole Brown. Yvette, good luck with it. And please, let's stay in contact, because I'm serious. I would love that. We'd have a ball together.
I would love it. If you come out west, you let me know. You hear?
Okay, and if you come back east to Orlando, you let me know.
I will do.
Okay.
Will do.
Thanks, Yvette. Our guest has been our friend, Yvette Nicole Brown. And again, the Lady and the Tramp. But I got to tell you, as I mentioned in the interview, and I didn't actually realize this is a unique way of doing this, isn't it? This is not the cartoon, okay? This is something much different from the 1955 Disney classic. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is starting his annual physical. The president went to Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland for portions of his annual checkup. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that the president took advantage of some free time in an otherwise busy schedule to start his routine annual physical exam. Several firearms that were found in the home of the Santa Clarita shooting suspect are being examined. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says surveillance video of the shooting at Saugus High School appeared to show it was a premeditated attack.
The way he was firing his weapon, he was counting his rounds, it appeared he knew exactly what he had. And bringing that weapon on campus to begin with, it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment act.
Voters in Louisiana are casting ballots in a runoff election for governor. Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi is facing off against incumbent Democrat John Bell Edwards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. You know, you've heard me say this 1,000 times if you've heard my show over the years, that it's nice to talk to the people that are in front of the camera and well-known when they walk into a room, but it's more important sometimes, to me at least, to talk to the people who make it happen. And our next guest makes it happen. She is an Academy Award and Emmy-nominated director and producer. She serves as the CEO and creative director for iWorks & Company. She is quite the talent. I go down everything that she's done over the years, and boy, she has been part of some great documentaries and some great films. Joining us right now is Leslie iWorks. Hi, Leslie. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, and thank you for being here and talking about this latest venture that you're a part of. We'll bring to Disney Plus the Imagineering story. Now, this is something that I am just enamored by. Okay, we're going to go behind the scenes, look at the almost 70-year history of Walt Disney Imagineering. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, we've seen documentaries about Walt Disney and the Disney Company, but this is something extremely different. You have given us unprecedented access. Tell us about it, Leslie.
Sure. Well, so about almost 7 years ago, I was commissioned to do a documentary about Imagineering by the Imagineers. Imagineers are the division that Walt formed to build Disneyland and the park and the rides. And this division is now many thousands of people all over the world with every theme park. And when they saw a documentary I did called The Pixar Story, the former president of Imagineering named Marty Sklar had asked, when are you going to do the Imagineering story? And I said, well, you tell me, I'd love to. So that led to ultimate approval of a 90-minute film, but not just to shoot it over, you know, a year or year and a half, which is typical for a documentary, but to do it over 5 years and document all over the world and film the what they considered sort of the golden age of that time, which was the making of Shanghai Disneyland and a number of other lands and attractions that were being retrofitted, redesigned, re-upped, so to speak, and wanted me to document that and interview the folks behind it. And that ultimately led to my thinking, well, let's also document, you know, the original pioneers of Disneyland and the innovators behind so many of the great attractions who are still with us, which we did. And then cut to, you know, 5 years later, it was over 250 interviews and thousands and thousands of hours of archival footage that we pulled from the shelves of Imagineering that no one had ever seen before, and a lot of test footage, experimental footage, you know, that was really more in-house internal footage that we were able to incorporate into this. So that was a lot of fun to go as deep as we could into the point of view of the Imagineers and their challenges and, you know, foray into experimenting into all these new attractions and rides.
What kind of a job is it to go through 5 years of V footage? Probably take you five more years. I mean, that had to be a job in itself after you've ascertained it on a film.
It was a lot of work. We filmed for 4 years, about 3.5 years, just filmed. Like, you know, we'd go for a week to Orlando, and then we'd go a week to, you know, Anaheim. And it wasn't, like, constant the whole year. I was working on a lot of other projects, but this was one of them. And so by the time we got to our third 3.5 to 4 years in, we had all this material. So we had to go back through all these interviews and pull the sound bites and really start organizing a story structure. I kind of had that in my mind. Obviously, we had an outline I worked on with Marty Sklar. So we knew where we were going. We knew we had a roadmap, but then it was a matter of finding all the footage to support these interviews. And so that was really fun. And the editors that worked on this are just so passionate about Disney and, you know, the parks. So it just was like Christmas morning in the editing office almost weekly, you know, like finding all this cool footage that no one's ever seen. And that was a fun part of incorporating it into it. I told the editors to go long because we had so much material, so ultimately we had a six-hour cut.
Wow.
And at that point, I talked to the executives at Disney and said, how about we consider a series, because you're going to, you know, lose a lot on the cutting room floor.
Right.
But if we don't. And so they obviously saw that. Bob Weiss at Imagineering as the president just was a huge champion of this project and really gave me the rope, so to speak, you know, to go wherever I wanted and talk about whatever I want to talk about and really encourage the warts and all, you know, stories. So it was he was great. And then Disney Plus came along, unbeknownst to us, and wanted to see it, and then loved it, and gave us more money to finish it up and good notes to make it even better. And here it is, episode one, debuting today on Disney Plus's new network, new channel.
How many episodes are there, Leslie?
Six episodes. So episode two, I believe, will air this Friday, and then one more each week thereafter.
Somebody told me that you are continuing in your family's footsteps. You've had a close association with the Disney company for a long time. Were your parents involved with this type of thing?
Yeah, I grew up in Burbank, California, because my dad worked at the Disney studio, but my grandfather was Walt Disney's original business partner way back in Kansas City before Walt ever came out to California, and he was his original animator and was the co-creator of Mickey Mouse and the animator and designer of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and a lot of those early characters. And so I grew up learning a lot about his work, but he was also a technical pioneer and developed the Circle Vision camera system and the optical printer for live action animation combination that was used in Mary Poppins, countless other things, Nodal Point perspective camera that was used in Sleeping Beauty for the widescreen format. He was a real technical pioneer, my dad as well. Being behind the scenes as a kid, going to the back lot, going with my dad to Disneyland, going through the back, you know, back gate, and seeing Disneyland from the other side really, I think, infused that early spirit of behind-the-scenes interest and, you know, how do they do that and all that. So it felt natural for me to go in and start telling the story, and also I knew a lot of the, you know, not a lot, but a number of the older Imagineers who were family friends since I was young.
Oh, wow, what a sensational road course. I can appreciate that, because at a very young age, that's how I got interested in radio and television, so I understand totally what you're talking about. Once it gets in your blood, it's like a fun disease, let me just put it this way, okay?
Yeah.
But to think that when they started this kind of stuff, each action was a different cell. I mean, it's just staggering to think how they used to do it, because it was so laborious. But I think also when people think of Imagineering, they think of basically the cartoons. Well, it's everything. It's all of the attractions. It's the mechanics of the Hall of Presidents. I mean, it's everything, is it not?
Yeah, it's everything. There's over 100 disciplines under the roof of Imagineering, and it's everyone from scientists to writers to people that are developing lasers. You know, R&D department has people from all over the world who come and work there, testing out new projection technology. And it's really a true blending of imagination and engineering, which is how Imagineering's name came to be. And everything is in service of the story. And so it's really interesting to talk to over 250 people. We did over 250 interviews, individual interviews, over the 5 years that we were working on this. And then just to go through and see the footage that we'd find on the shelves of Imagineering and at the studio archives to support these sound bites really gave you a visual feel for what they were talking about through time. And I think that the Imagineers are just so innovative and so driven to constantly push the boundaries of things. And they have to think about technology 5 years in advance because
sure.
it goes so fast, you know. And
sure.
today with cell phone technology and what you can get there, it's really trying to keep kids from and people from always looking down at their phones all the time. They're competing with, you know, once you walk into a park, you've got to keep people, you know, occupied and interested and not be looking down at their phones. So that's funny that became almost like their own conflict. Now with the phones, you can, you know, they're integrating it into the park. So in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you take your phone in there, you point it at something, you're going to get a unique experience. You're going to get like a holographic image, or you're going to get certain information that's going to come to your phone that's very personal to you. So they're really utilizing the phone technology in ways that are very new and fresh.
And it's narrated by Angela Bassett. That's very cool. And congratulations on the release last month of League of Legends Origin on Netflix. And boy, you've been one. If Walt could come back for just one day and see it all. Leslie, you're quite the lady. When you have more time, we'd love to have you back. It's premiering today, Disney Plus, and it's called The Imagineering Story, and is done by Academy Award and Emmy nominated director and producer, one outstanding talent, Leslie Iwerks. Leslie, thanks for joining us. Would you come back?
Of course. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Thank you so much. What a lady. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Well, the weather is cooling down, and we're all heading, of course, inside during the winter months. And you're thinking, if you have an allergy, I'm in safe territory. I'm in my own home. And that is not the case, because right now it has been known that there is more items in the house, five times worse than the outdoor air. This is unbelievable. Joining us right now is the good doctor who's going to address this issue. He is the CEO of Allergy Standards Limited. Joining us is Dr. John McKeon. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
John. Thanks for having me.
I saw a statistic here that came across my desk that we take about 20,000 breaths each day. That's a lot. And spend nearly 90% of our time indoors. But indoors, as I mentioned in the introduction, and as they tell me, could be 2 to 5 times worse than outdoors. Why is that?
Well, that's right, Ron. Many people just associate with spring season as being asthma and allergy season, and we saw the headlines early in the year about a pollen tsunami, and you know, that's, of course, true, but as doctors, we also see a spike in asthma and allergy around this time of year, because we seal up our buildings for energy efficiency, and we all go back indoors after the long summer. And many of the things we do to make our homes more welcoming and more cozy actually can have a negative impact on indoor air quality.
What are some of the things in the home that one has to be aware of that probably has no clue that's causing these problems?
Absolutely. Many, many people don't realize this. So this time of year, we're all learning about new recipes for the holiday season, and we would never give our guests food on dirty plates. And what we want to try and raise awareness of is that indoor air quality and having a healthy home is as equally important for your loved ones and your guests. Many of the things we do to make our homes more welcoming and more cozy, and we call these the cozy culprits, often can have a negative impact on indoor air. Fireplaces, absolutely indoor fires can be an issue. We do a lot more cooking in the winter season, so moisture increases. We have our pets indoors a lot more and surrounded with them. Fragrances and masking odors, or maybe strongly scented candles and things like that. And often they're covering up other issues, as you mentioned, mold, and not really dealing with the issue at source. We're trying to more cover it up. We just need to be aware and join up the thinking that air quality indoors is a really important issue.
You talk about mold, which is frightening, and dust mites, I understand, is a culprit too. What about when you have in your crawl space or attic, depending on where you live in this country, the ducts, the air conditioning and heating ducts? You know, you see on TV, get those clean. I would imagine that after a while, those are really gross.
Well, certainly they're part of the story. As you said, kind of confined spaces where dust can build up over time is really important. We do a lot of educational programs with our educational partners, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, and we like to have a whole-of-house approach, a healthy home approach. So it isn't just one thing. Keeping ducts clean and surfaces clean is really important. But other things we do around the home, like the cleaning products we use, the textiles we have for trapping allergens in the bedroom, our laundry, our vacuum cleaners, they're all really important. We really recently tested a number of the 3M furnace filters, and we've scientifically validated in our independent laboratories that they trap and lock away allergens and allow clean air to circulate. So it's not just one thing in the home. It's really a whole of house or a healthy home solution that we're advising people to look for.
Is there any such thing as a home that is completely void of any of this? Because you're mentioning just about everything. Is there a home on this earth that is totally safe?
No, it's not a one and done thing. It's something that you constantly need to do, and just through natural living, as we said, pets and cooking, allergens and irritants and particulates will build up. It's not something that's, as I say, once and done. It's really a behavior, it's a mindset, it's continually thinking about each room in the home. Furnace and air filters are really important, obviously the air you breathe, so looking for trusted brands that, if they have any scientific claims, that they're validated by a third-party organization like the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. So it's really, it's an ongoing thing about maintenance and having a whole-of-house, healthy home approach.
Is there schematic or some kind of a site that you can go to that helps you identify these? Because, you know, I can understand pet hair and the mold, which something is, boy, that is really bad. But is there someplace we can go to identify all of these things so that somebody could do, let's say, a home check on it?
Sure. Well, we at allergystandards.com, we're the science and research organization that have done the testing and the standards for the 3M filtry air filters. And then we partner or co-collaborate with the patient organization, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. And together we have created lots of content, indoor air quality tips and tricks, and a healthy home guide. And you can find a lot of that information on filtry.com, with links to other relevant sites with the schematic and the healthy home schematic that you mentioned.
Filtrate.com, is that where we go to?
That's correct.
doctor, so is it safe to say that in some cases, not in all, being outside is healthier?
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying we spend 90% of our time indoors anyway, so absolutely, getting outside is always a good idea. Fresh air, exercise, going for walks, nature walks, that's all really important. What we're saying also is now have a think about indoor air quality as also being important to maintain your health over the winter season.
See, what's frightening too is here we are addressing the problems of the home, but we don't know what's going on in our workplace. You know, we walk into a mall, we walk into an office, we walk into anything, a car dealer, whatever the case may be. We don't know in those instances where we have no control what the environment is going to be like. So if we work in an office 8 hours a day, that is something that doesn't even enter into the equation because we can't do anything about it.
Well, I think we can all do something about it. I mean, just being air aware and raising the debate and the conversation across people is doing something about it, and switching people on to the possibility that could my office air be more healthy when I'm in transit, in my car, cabin, or all places where we are indoors. So I think people generally, there's a lot of events outdoor, people are focusing on outdoor air quality, and I think more and more people are going to get a lot more interested in how we're maintaining and cleaning our air in the indoor environment and schools, and already people are getting a lot more switched on about the cleaning products we use in schools or the cleaning products we're using in our offices and how we maintain our places of work. So I think already people are getting much more switched on to this issue and are more air aware, and that in itself is progress.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, again, the website is filtrate.com, correct, Doctor?
That's correct. Yes.
Well, I got to tell you something. Anytime you want to come back, please. You're a great guest and very informative and, most of all, very important, Doctor. I appreciate it. Our guest has been Dr. John McKeon, CEO of Allergy Standards, joining us today talking about good indoor air quality. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sleep I get with my MyPillow every night? Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour with their new daytime syndicated TV show, Tamron Hall. Actress Yvette Nicole Brown starring in the remake of Lady and the Tramp. Leslie Iwerks, producer for Disney, who's got a fabulous show that's coming up behind the scenes of Disney with the Imagineering Department and Dr. John McKeon. Next hour, it's back. Over Holland with my pal Chip Foose. Smokey Robinson will be joining us from Shanana Bowser, and Claire Robinson will be talking about holiday entertaining this season. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. After we pause, my first guest the second hour is going to be Chip Foose.